EJ, just a couple of days before the start of the European Championship. Do you feel ready for it?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a good opportunity, big tournament. So, I mean, players want to play in things like this. So I'm ready. I'm excited for it.
Do you feel one step ahead of your career than 2009? You played again on the European Championship, but now?
Yeah, I think I've come a long way. I think I'm progressing, and I think I'm a little further ahead than I was then, yes.
How do you find the team? Almost half of it is changed than 2008 again.
Yeah, new team, you know, there's always turnaround. Guys come in, guys leave. But a lot of the core players are still here, and I don't know, we just have to work with what we have.
In Poland, something was missing to get at least one win. Do you think that this is the big goal now, is to get at least one win? Do you think that now is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, everything's possible. We just have to play hard and take advantage of every opportunity and believe in ourselves, and then I think it's possible, yeah.
Not very good rating the preparations game, though. Do you think that something might change at the European Championship, maybe the motivation? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes basketball is funny like that. When you get on the big stage, it can either make you or break you. And so maybe guys will start hitting shots and we'll play well, play harder on defense. And I mean, like I said, anything can happen in one game of basketball. So all we need is that first one and we're good.
The captain, the old captain, is missing, Todor Stoykov. And actually, you said the core is here, but actually there are more younger players now and more responsibility for you, maybe.
Yeah, we have a little less experience. Like, Stoykov is a really experienced player in Europe, and so we don't necessarily have as much veteran leadership. But, I mean, basketball is basketball, and you have to learn some way.
You're working with another coach now than before. How do you feel now? What are your impressions from that?
Coach seems cool. You can have a great coach, but if the players don't buy into it, it really doesn't matter. So it's really about what the team, what their mentality is, or what our mentality is, and how we approach the games. Because we can have the best coach in the world, but if we don't try our hardest and try to do what the plan is, then it won't matter anyway.
For you, it's a big step going from a smaller club in Italy to a bigger club in Spain. How do you personally feel about it?
I've been waiting for this. I'm really excited for the upcoming season, and I really want to get there and just start working, because I want to have a good season.
You didn't have the opportunity to feel the Bulgarian fan base here, but what would do you want to say to basketball fans in Bulgaria?
Just that, I mean, I'm going to play hard. I think the team is going to play hard, and we'll try to represent Bulgaria as well as possible.